Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Emma and Stephanie with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Government has rejected plans for a new stadium ahead of the 2032 Olympic Games. Former Brisbane Lord Mayor Graham Quirk led a review into the upcoming Games, suggesting that the planned refurbishment of the Gabba be cancelled to construct a new stadium in Victoria Park instead. Queensland Premier Stephen Miles claimed this plan was rejected as it would require unnecessary costs. Mr. Miles also announced that Lang Park will now be considered the Olympic Stadium, with plans to host the opening and closing ceremonies in place of the Gabba.
Queensland farmers are taking legal action against the federal government in an attempt to stop a carbon capture trial in the Great Artesian Basin. The Glencore project, which would see liquefied carbon dioxide injected into underground water aquifers, was found to not need evaluation under federal environmental laws in 2022. Farming lobby AG Force is seeking a judicial review to reconsider this decision, while Glencore maintains the project is the result of vigorous scientific analysis and will not affect farmers. AG Force and other environmental groups have voiced concern that the project will greatly damage the Great Artesian Basin and reduce confidence in food supply.
In national news, a man has been killed after falling from a hot air balloon basket in Preston, Melbourne. Emergency services were called to Preston at 7:30 a.m. on Monday morning after the man's body was found. All hot air balloons over Melbourne were forced to make emergency landings, and police were seen talking to the people who were also on board of the man's balloon. The death is not being treated as suspicious, but will be further investigated to ensure all safety measures are being met on these rides.
The Greens will introduce legislation granting power to break up Woolworths and Coles following accusations of price gouging consumers to increase profits. Both supermarket chains have denied misusing their market dominance, but several investigations are examining their behaviour of establishing the rules of trade to drive out competitors. The Greens will present a bill to the Senate on Tuesday, which will give the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission the authority to apply a breakup order to the courts. The Nationals have also voiced their support for the Greens' proposal.
In international news, 8 people have been killed following Pakistani airstrikes into neighbouring Afghanistan. Pakistan has claimed these attacks were intelligence-based anti-terrorist operations targeting suspected hideouts of the Pakistani Taliban. The Afghan Taliban retaliated, calling the strikes an attack on Afghanistan's territorial integrity, which killed women and children. This is the latest escalation in ongoing tensions between the two nations.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers in the late morning and afternoon. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29 degrees. There is no fire danger rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.